because I've been trying to beat it in my mind, pause, for like a week, right? For like a week, and I can't come up with nothing better than it.
Well, tell me yours first.
Is there any slogan that will be better than ba da ba ba ba? I'm loving it.
Yeah.
What?
Dun 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 dun. Arby's, we got the meats.
No.
No?
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Hold on. He was about to fuck shit up.
Yeah, I know. But then I was going to have to let that whole thing rock and shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? All right. So we made it to our second dispensary, which was our main dispensary that we were going for, which was Cookies, located on Melrose. So tell me how you felt just walking into the place, just looking at like how the signage was set up over top, and they had like the dog bowl out front. Yo. You know what I mean?
Being from over east, where we don't see shit like that at all. You feel me? Like, it's dispensaries now, but it ain't that. But going in Cookies is just a whole aura. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could feel the presence of the people that been there. You get what I'm saying? I went and looked over at all the pictures of all the celebrities and stuff that been in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, damn, niggas just walked in this shit.
Yeah, and like the way that it's set up, like, It's branded well, which is something that I spoke about before, which is something that, of course, is going to attract the consumer. But the way that the setup is there, it's a lot different than MedMen. MedMen is set up more luxury in a general sense, where Cookies is set up in a cooler luxury type sense.
Right.
But their containers of like how you can see the samples and smell the samples are also branded. And they all look the same, and they're all shaped the same.
Right.
And, you know,
Med we definitely is picked more up of a underground, undercover spot. You feel me? Like, you wouldn't know what the fuck it was if you ain't know what was there.
Right, I know. One of the Uber drivers who was dropping me off was like, I always wondered what this place was. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was funny. Like, the one foreign Uber driver yesterday, he literally thought that we went in there and bought, like, actual cookies and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? He's like, I mean, they have all kinds of flavors, don't they? I'm like, yeah, they got mad flavors. Because
he was in the car talking to me.
I know.
And he was like, what is this? I said, it's cookies. He was like, what is cookies? And I said, it's a dispensary. But I guess he didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. And he thought
you had some baked goods on you and shit.
He was like, cookies. He was like, oh, it's good cookies? I'm like, yeah, I guess you could say that.
So as usual, I'm going to give you guys a couple of the rules of thumb from the 420 code. If you want to get the book, you can just go visit the 420code.com because it's cool, not because they're paying me, because they're not. Watch your smoke, all right? The third rule of thumb says, watch your smoke. Do not blow it on the others. For that, it's like littering. Instead, find a place where you may smoke without upsetting others. For this will give you peace of mind. By considering where you exhale, you will spread more than smoke. I'm guessing in a nutshell that means that if niggas don't smoke, don't blow it on them. I guess I can agree with that.
I like to smoke in a secluded place anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Low key.
Because I don't want anybody looking at me crazy anyways for any reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what my thought process would be. So I try to avoid that anyways.
Yeah, I don't want nobody bothering me while I'm smoking. So, yeah. Fuck that.
All right. So we got another story because somebody on the internet was high and did something stupid.
Because I got high. Go to the next.
All right, so this person said, I was 19 and going to a community college at the time. It was my second time getting high, and I had class in 15 minutes. They walked into the classroom 20 minutes late. Eyes were bloodshot. Everyone could tell that he just got done smoking. Plus, the smell of weed was coming from his coat very strong. Said he makes his way to the back of the room. As class goes on, he notices everybody looking at him and laughing. So he can't stay in there for too long. He gets up and says he's going to the bathroom. The teacher asks him, "Why you got all your books, though?" He says he panics and runs out the classroom and goes to his car. Not realizing that his car was parked in front of the window where the classroom blinds were open. So the teacher and everybody else saw him get into his car and drive away and leave. So they knew that he was high because he was super noited up. And yeah, that's right. Because he was high.
Man. So I got a college high story. So boom. Why do people say boom right before they tell a story?
I don't know. It's just like it's the comma.
The boom. Comma, right?
Like, it's on the semicolon. It's the semicolon. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, all right, are you ready? All right, so look. In college, this is 2010 now, in the beginning of 2010, second semester.
Right.
I ain't going to say where I went to, but anyway.
Why ain't you going to say where you went to?
I ain't
going to
say where I went to. Because you feel me? I don't know. And anyway, they built a new cafeteria, right? And we had something called Soul Food Thursdays, right? So, second semester, I'm back. I got my warning. First semester, I fucked shit up. You get what I'm saying? Like, right. Second semester, I'm supposed to come back. I'm supposed to go to every class. I got to score higher on every test, all of that, right? So, you feel me? I'm coming back. I smoke my blunt before I go to class. I'm on my way to class. And somebody mentioned to me that the new calf is open and it's Soul Food Thursday. So I continue walking a few steps and I'm thinking about it. Do I want to go to class hungry? Or do I want to go to class at all?
So what did you choose?
I made a quick left to this new cafeteria. And I had an experience like no other. I was high. I fucked some fried chicken up. By the time I looked down at my clock.
You was late.
Class was over. Class was over. I think they had the marching band in the cafeteria. And they, I got caught up, man. I got caught up and it was over. Yeah, so the rest of the semester, it was. I was high from that point on. I don't think I went to another class after that.
So. Yeah, I never really had too many problems like that. I mean, I've definitely been the guy in class who obviously has been smoking weed. Like, you can smell it, but I don't give a fuck, though. It's one of them things where it's like, all right, like, if you notice it, don't stare. You know what I'm saying? Don't stare. Just, you know, you should have did it too. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to sit through a 3-hour lecture class. Everybody has to smoke before that. You know what I'm saying? Anyone who's ever sat in a 3-hour lecture class by like a 67-year-old white dude has to smoke before you go through that. Like, how can you endure that? I can't stay awake and pay attention to anything for 3 hours, let alone someone talking to me. About nothing. You know what I'm saying? The same shit that's in this book that you made me pay $300 for. You want to repeat it to me in your own way.
In his own way.
All right. So.
And then quiz you.
We got some higher learning information that we're going to give you on terpenes. So like I was telling you guys before, it's not always just about the THC content, which determines the effect of which strain that you smoke. There's a lot of other different chemical compounds and organic plant compounds that go into it, and that's what's responsible for the taste and the smell. So when you're smelling the weed, you get that certain smell. When you get that certain taste, that's based off of the terpenes. Now, there's over 100 of them that have been identified, right? But there's really 4 main ones that everyone should know. So we're going to go over 2 of them on this episode, and then we'll talk about the other 2 on next episode. The first one is limonene. Limonene is very citrusy. It's the type of terpene where when you smell or smoke a strain of weed, if it has that orangey type of taste to it or that lemony type of taste to it or any type of citrus fruit, you know what I'm saying? More of a sour type of taste versus the sweet fruit taste. That's usually something that has the dominant terpene of limonene in it. Mm. and there's another one called Murkeen. And Murkeen is pretty much in half of all strains of weed. The level of it depends on what strain it is, but there's a presence of it everywhere. And this is also a terpene that's found in other plants. So it's the same terpene that's in mangoes, lemongrass, hops, and eucalyptus that's found in half of all marijuana strains. So most vegetation shares these terpenes. That's how it gives us these different combinations of smells and taste. And that brings us into the interesting combination of three strains for our review for today, which is going to be the shit that Trey was scared of when we mentioned the list, and that is cheetah piss.
What the fuck is a cheetah piss? I like it now. Goddamn.
Now, cheetah piss is uncharacteristically a balanced strain. It's like a 50-50, so it's not really too much of a dominant on either side. It's more or less a true hybrid, and it was kind of like a representation of a throwback strain called cat piss that was around, you know, maybe in the mid to late 90s. This one is Lemonade Gelato 42 and London Pound Cake 97 cross strain together.
They got a London Pound Cake 97?
Yeah, they got a bunch of different strains and different cuts of London Pound Cake. See, there's different genotypes and different phenotypes, but we're going to get into all that, you know, later on in the season. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
We got to start early. That way you can put it all together by the end of the season.
I don't know nobody named Gino or female. Yeah.
The point is for people to learn how to know. All right. So the buds are pretty dense on this weed. They did pick up characteristics from the indica presence in some of the parent strains, which is why it resulted in the dense buds, but it still was very bright green, very heavy orange hairs, heavy crystals. The crystals kind of contributed more or less to the color of the green versus looking like it was dusted. You know what I'm saying? You know how sometimes certain crystals have that extra shine to it, so it makes it look like that it's frosted? The crystals on this kind of just accentuated the color of the green itself. But we're going to light that up and catch a vibe, and we'll be right back.
I Get High, Man by Black Sage. That's how we're going to kick it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Look, woke up this morning, meditated with a sage blunt to the face. Watch it disappear in the clouds. Then a clone took his place. Bitch, I'm elevated, mental levitating. Damn, I ain't been sober in days. Bitch, I'm medicated, heavily sedated. Yeah, they say to scramble my brain. They say that I get too fried. Told me what I do was wrong. Told them shit just feels alright. I ain't even gon' stress. Won't let them kill the vibe, no. Ask her where I'm always going. Sneaking off all the time. I ain't even gon' lie. So I had to tell them that I get high. I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Roll one up, spark a blunt, and watch time just pass me by. I get high. I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Tell my bro to have one roll. You ain't gotta tell him twice. I get high. Yeah, yeah. This be the shit that I does. Nigga, just pass me a dudge. I'ma get high off of life. I'ma get high off this blunt. I'ma get high as could be. I get so high that I'm falling asleep. Got me the pack, yeah, a couple of Z's. If shit a dub, I gon' smoke me a G. Yeah, rolling up a wood, nigga, that's a fat bag. Got 20s for a nigga, even past that. Oh, Lord, watch out with back. You grabbing your chest like you having cardiac. Hold on, post one for the snap. Let them know that the sage rolled that. Hit me up, anyone trying to match. We getting lit, it's a fact. I get high, I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Roll one up, spark a blunt, and watch time just pass me by. I get high, I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Tell my bro to have one roll. You ain't gotta tell him twice. Time. Tell my bro to have one roll. You ain't gotta tell him twice. I get high, yeah, yeah. I'm only known as a stoner. Seeing in my eyes that I'm hypnotized. So in love with your aroma. Swear I love the way you make me feel. I just hate that they don't condone it. What me and Mary got is real. Love so strong that it's potent. Haters that say that it's fake. Don't give a damn what they say. I just go roll me one up. I put the flame to the blunt. Mary Jane Bright is my day. Follow where she leads the way. She'll never leave me astray. She made me feel safe. So for her, I give thanks. Spark up love, fuck a drink. I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Roll one up, spark up blunt. And watch time just pass me by. I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Tell my bro to have one roll. Tell them twice. I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Roll one up, smoke a blunt, and watch time just pass me by. I get high. Yeah, you know it's about that time. Tell my bro to have one roll. You ain't gotta tell them twice. I get high. Let them all know I get high. Tell them all that I get high. Let them all know I get high.
This shit is definitely giving me that body high.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. You know what I'm saying? Shit changed.
Not now. Please, not now.
In between the last blunt that I smoked and this one. You know what I'm saying? Clearly.
This nigga automatically needed a nap. Like,
something clearly is different going on here.
That nigga all just right. cleared his schedule for a motherfucking power hour.
Oh, Jesus. All right, yo.
You said fuck eating, fuck everything.
All right, man. What's the greatest fast food slogan or jingle of all time? And here's the thing. I know what it is. I just need you to come up with something that can beat it. Because I've been trying to beat it in my mind, pause, for like a week, right? For like a week. And I can't come up with nothing better than it.
Tell me yours first.
Is there any slogan that will be better than ba da ba ba ba? I'm loving it.
Yeah.
What?
Dun 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 dun. Arby's, we got the meats.
No. I don't think Arby's beats McDonald's.
Now here, listen to what I'm saying. Right?
What?
It's 2020.
Uh huh.
And today, you don't hear the ba da ba 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 no more.
I think you do.
No.
I thought I heard it recently.
No, you ain't hear no ba da ba ba ba.
How you know I ain't hear the ba da ba ba?
I know for a fact you done heard the bump, 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 bump. And then Brent Reigns, come on. Yeah.
That is not Big Rave.
The bump, 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 bump. You know what he about to say next? What? Arby's.
Oh.
What? What
we
you got?
The what?
What
we
you know? What the, you got? You said what you got? What you got, nigga? Yeah. What you got, yo? What you got? You got to finish it.
But you know that slogan now, though. And that's one of the most known slogans now. What's Burger King's now?
I don't even know.
Right.
But
it's Taco Bell's.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. Like, right now.
Talking about me. What was that?
Open till 2 a.m. or later? Is that what they shit still?
Here's the thing about McDonald's is you don't hear the ba da ba ba ba, but you hear the melody.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's still there. Yeah, it's still there, yo.
Which Justin Timberlake created.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't know that. He was the original.
Ooh. I didn't know that.
Jim.
So, I didn't know.
See, that's some higher learning for your ass right there, y'all. I didn't even know that shit.
Well, now we know who came up with the dump, 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 da 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 dump.
Nobody knows who that is.
That's
until you say the words. When you say the words, it comes. Yeah, we know that part.
Wait till the next time that shit comes.
I bet
you're gonna be in the bathroom brushing your teeth.
I bet
you're gonna hit a dump. That
everyone listening right now hear you say dun 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 dun, and have no idea what's getting ready to happen until you say Arby's. Yeah.
No.
And and they think about what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to tell you. All
right. Oh, you talking about thing that go like.
Somebody play it. Yeah, I know somebody got it.
Oh, man. All right, so last episode, we told you guys how to decarb your weed. And that was a way for you to activate the THC in it. And that was the first step into being able to infuse the things you're going to use to make your infused goods with. That's going to be like the oils, the butters, the milks, the flours, and things like that. So today, we're going to get into two different ways to make the can of butter. One of them is a long form way that takes about 3 hours. There's another way that's a lot quicker. That's what most people use just because you don't really have 3 hours to sit around waiting for this shit to simmer. But I'm going to tell you how to do both of them anyways. So the first way, you would boil a liter of water in a pot. You're going to add 2 cups of butter and then add your decarb cannabis. So you already did that yesterday. I mean, last week. So if you did that already, you should have the decarbed weed. Boom. Crunch it up. Grind it up. Do whatever you got to do. Put it into the pot. You want to simmer this on low for 3 hours. Then you want to strain it through a fine strainer or a cheesecloth. Then cool it in the refrigerator for 1 hour and then separate the butter from the water. Boom. You got that. The quicker way to do this is to take the decarbed weed and grind it into a fine powder. So this is the method that I was telling you where you want to get one of those coffee bean grinders. It works perfectly. And use like a coffee bean grinder to grind the decarbed weed down into a powder. And melt this into the butter right in a saucepan or a double boiler and just heat it on a very low setting for about 20 minutes. You don't want the butter to burn the weed. So you don't want to have this too high. You just want it to be at a simmer. 20 minutes later, continue to keep stirring, allow it to cool down, and then once it hardens, boom, you have your quick can of butter right there. You can follow this same method to pretty much infuse it into anything that's based on a fatty oil. So you could use olive oil, margarine, coconut oil, cocoa butter, lard, milk, and any other kind of cooking oil. So you're going to want to do it with the milk because you'll need that for a recipe for biscuits later on in the season. You'll definitely might want to use it for the pancakes, and I'm going to show you how to make later. But you're just going to follow the same recipe. You want to get the decarbed weed into the fatty oil on a very low heat setting. You don't want to rush this, but you can make a good batch pretty much within 1 hour. Take you about 20 to 30 minutes cook time and another 30 minutes cool time.
Nigga, this shit just made me. You said biscuits, pancakes. Nigga, I am hungry as shit.
Yeah, well.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
So what did you think about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
Nigga, I loved it.
I don't know. I felt touristy. It felt touristy as fuck going there, but it was just like, fuck it. Like, I couldn't just resist it because it was there.
I blended in. See, I tried to look normal as possible.
I don't know why I expected something different. I mean, it was all right, but I don't know why I built this idea of it up in my head.
It's the name.
Yeah.
See, technically, we done had that meal before with the waffle and the chicken. You feel me?
I just thought it was just going to be different. I don't know.
Nigga, that shit, the waffle tastes just like Waffle House.
Some would argue that, yeah, Waffle House is probably better. Yeah. I could make that argument. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I could definitely make that argument. I'd take Waffle House over that anytime.
I think if we would have had an egg or something with
it. Nah, I don't think it would have changed my mind because I went and got what your name is. If I go get the dish of what your name is.
What you known for.
That's supposed to be like the top of the mountain. Or maybe because I built it up in my head to be something that it wasn't, that it always been that. And who would have knew?
Try it again, Smother.
Nah.
It was good, Smother.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna either go to Astro Burger or Fat Burger today. See how that go.
prefers J's over heels. In heels, if looks could kill. She'll have the blackened salmon paired with the Caesar salad. Substitute light Italian, I'll have the same thing. She don't like theaters for real. Much rather Netflix and chill. By chill I mean conversation. Spark up a few vacations. Tell her I'm tired of playing. Let me explain it. I promise, girl, I'm not trying to confuse you. I got all kinds of girls, but they're just not you. I know you feel it too, so why we pretend? I was thinking we could smash and be friends. I think we could smash and be friends. I think we could smash and be friends. A friendship like this will never end, will never end, will never end, baby, if we smash and stay friends. All of these joints in my phone, none that I want to take home. Something about real emotions. Maybe this blowing potion lost in your locomotion. I kinda like it. Wake up and do it again. Pillow talking like we're friends. I don't think things are changing. Meanwhile my mind keeps saying I have to get you naked. I can't explain it. I promise, girl, I'm not trying to confuse you. I got all kinds of girls, but they're just not you. I know you feel it too, so why we pretend? I was thinking we could smash and be friends. I think we could smash and be friends. I think we could smash and be friends. A friendship like this will never end, will never end, will never end, baby, if we smash and stay friends. Said I promised, girl, I wasn't trying to confuse you. Had all kinds of girls, but they just weren't you. I thought you felt it too, why did we pretend? I was thinking we could smash and be friends. I thought we could smash and stay friends. I thought we could smash and stay friends. Friendship like ours is over now, it's over now, it's over now. Ever since we smash, we're not friends.
I don't know. Alright, so
Runga Five.
Y'all know what that sound mean.
Where's your five?
Where's your five?
Where's your five?
Where's your five? Who putting up on the sack? Who got five?
All right. Horror movie killers that you don't want no smoke with. Put five on it.
Five. Okay. No order.
Yeah.
For one, goddamn Candyman.
They got a new Candyman come out. That shit look crazy.
That's why I said that for one, because that was probably the scariest one for me. Two, of course. Can we put them together?
Who?
Jason and Freddy. I mean, Jason and Michael Myers.
Nah, they two different niggas, yo.
But it's the same thing, technically.
Is it?
Sort of, kinda.
I don't know. You talk about Jason and Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Jason is dead. Is Michael Myers dead?
Yeah. Ain't he?
I don't know.
I think he come. Why do he come back every Halloween?
All right, let me see where the rest of your list go, and we'll figure out if you can let them, if we can let that slide. I don't know. Right, I don't know. Let's see where the rest of your list go. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Uh-huh.
Freddie.
Uh-huh.
What is the name? Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, the Creeper.
Yeah, the Creeper. And then I would put Michael and Jason together.
Nah, you gotta pick one of them. You gotta pick one of them.
I gotta pick one.
Yeah, you gotta pick one of them. No. You gotta pick one of them.
I gotta take somebody out then. Nah, Jeepers Creepers is scary as shit. Candyman stay. I take it out. I take it out. So it'll be Jason, Michael Myers.
Uh-huh.
Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers Creepers, Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy, and and Candyman.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, that's my five. All
right. I'm going to go with Jason.
Okay.
We're going to go with Chucky.
Oh, shit. I forgot about
Chucky. We're going to go with the Candyman, too. I mean, the Candyman is scary for the simple fact that even right now, as an adult, I would not go to in the mirror and say Candyman. Like, you couldn't get me to actually do it. I never did it. I always lied when I was a kid and act like that I did it and shit. Like, I was a kid who acted like I did, and everybody believed me, but I really never did it.
In elementary school, it used to be a thing during lunch. We used to go in the bathroom. All the boys used to go in the bathroom, cut the lights off.
Hold up. All the boys used to go in the bathroom, cut the lights off.
It was for, you know what I'm saying. God damn it.
Carry on.
You'll cut the lights off, and somebody, you feel me, said Candyman one time.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Then niggas just start running out. You feel me? Like, hold on.
It was a scramble. That was the thrill. Get out.
Yo, that's crazy because we ain't even grow up together. And niggas went through the same shit. All right. That was funny as shit.
All right, so I got Jason. I got Chucky.
Okay.
I got Candyman.
Uh-huh.
I got fucking... The death from Final Destination. Does that count? Does that count as a killer?
Yeah, no. Death is definitely a
Does
killer.
That count as a killer?
Death is the killer.
Yeah, death is the killer.
Nah,
that don't count?
Nah.
Why?
Nah, yo.
Can you imagine what you think about
who's
it?
Who's your fifth? Who's your fifth?
Nah, you can't say that.
Yeah, you can. You can be afraid of all that unknown shit.
My fifth is going to be... Freddy Krueger, yo. It has to be Freddy Krueger, yo.
All right. Well, now that we got all the bullshit out the way, let's get down to the real shit, because I don't know how either one of y'all have left out Jigsaw. First of all, I would never, ever, in a million years, I will sleep and run from Freddy for the rest of my life. Okay? I will be awake and run from Jason for the rest of my life. But if I have to use my brain in order to save my own life in a timely fashion.
That nigga don't trust himself.
What? It's just too much pressure, man. And half the time, motherfuckers is already...
That shit is more about sacrifice. Like, you gotta lose something to gain something. Listen, I couldn't do it. Like, cut your arm off to get out of this bracelet.
Yeah, nah, that shit is deep.
But it's always simpler than that. Listen, Jigsaw is one motherfucker that, goddamn, I be repenting all the time. I try to do, like, the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna fuck up my life. Because that was all about people that had did some wild shit.
Right.
And, like, you know, they gotta atone for their sins. So, like, you know?
I'll be fucked.
Second... The Purge, and that's just everybody.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's where we about to, you know, we headed there, you feel me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's two on my list.
As a nigga walk.
That was an interesting choice. I never thought about that.
Then we can get into, you know, Jason, obviously, because that motherfucker just don't die. But stay away from the lake, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also I just seen Jeepers Creepers 1. You know what I mean? And whew, that motherfucker make you feel like, well, what the hell? Who you gonna call? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That nigga jumped on top of the police car. On Jeepers Creepers 1, he jumped on top of the police car, reached in, tore both their heads off, ripped the one cop. They was out there on the road by their damn self. Man, that motherfucker was vicious. Then on 2, it was even worse. I don't know why they haven't done more, but yeah.
Yeah, because the creeper can smell your fear. So if you're afraid of it, it lock on to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Like, so you standing there like, I ain't scared. That nigga like, I got you. Like, I can't do it.
All right.
What else?
4. Now, I know this movie was heavily debated of whether it was fiction or nonfiction, but the element of paranormal activity.
Yeah.
What? Listen.
You can't say that, yo.
Yes, I can. The demon itself.
Yeah, it's the killer.
It's the killer.
Yeah. I just got the chills off.
Like, y'all got to think about how you would not want to die. You feel me?
Yeah.
So listen. Paranormal activity.
I used to be so, like, I was one of them shits, like, you under the cover with one eye out, like,
because it was just too much. Like, right. So, you know.
Nigga on top of the ceiling, like,
So where I'm at, that's 4.
Uh-huh.
And the last one, which would be, like, the lesser of the 4, or, the, you know, the 5, probably. I don't want to just slide anybody in there. Just I want to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Think about really like what fucked me up back in the day.
Man, if you don't say your 5,
I'm on my 5th one right now. I'm bringing it home. I am. It's on the tip of my tongue.
This nigga trying to find the most off-brand.
Yeah, something like
nobody
that.
Thought of. I don't want to say Chucky.
Can't say that.
No, not Jason. Well,
you want to bring diversity to the conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, I
just say Jaws.
No, but you know what I do want to say.
What
is I Am Legend? Zombie apocalypse.
CJ is thinking coronavirus right now,
which is very much possible.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah.
Are you infected? Let me see your eyes. Can't go. On the freedom ship.
Oh, man.
They about to bring in freedom copters. And if you listen, we all gonna be out here like,
no.
Yeah,
I try to get on the freedom copter.
Yeah, looking for all the animals and vegetation. We gonna be tearing shit up throughout the night. We can't come out in the daytime. We in here, like, motherfuckers gonna be hunting us down. We gonna be fast though.
Damn.
And we gonna be able to jump on over shit. Like, we're going to be crazy.
Oh, this
nighttime
is the upside.
We're going to run tonight.
We going to run tonight.
Come alive in the nighttime.
Nigga, I am wherever they is taking everybody.
Nigga, but it's going to be a lot of us. It's going to be
put
a few
me in the capsule somewhere.
Just going to be out here like.
Nah, no, sir. I'll wait till everything over with. Wait it out.
One motherfucker going to have a cure, though.
Who?
He going to help. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody at the door?
No, it's a trash man. It's trash day.
Yeah. All right, so before we get out of here,
y'all really let me
I'm going to give y'all some more munchies that you can just make at home. Some crazy shit that I found on the internet on this website called Delish. This one is for bacon weave s'mores. This shit looks crazy, yo. You need 12 slices of bacon, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 6 large marshmallows, 2 bars of chocolate.
Can you use turkey bacon?
I guess so, yeah. Okay. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees, place a bacon rack inside of a bacon sheet, and make a bacon weave. That's just like weaving the bacon inside and out with each other to make like, you know, a flat, you know, surface, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Put the bacon on the pan. Put the fucking chocolate in the marshmallows on it. It's basically s'mores, nigga. But you're making, instead of graham crackers, you got the bacon weaves on the each side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Is that good?
It looks good. The picture looks good. Shit.
That just looked like some high-ass...
I mean, the way they made it, they made this shit perfectly. I don't know if I'm going to make it that perfect. But if y'all make it and you make it perfect, then post your picture on Instagram.
What would be better? What would be better is if you have the bacon, instead of use chocolate and marshmallows, you use eggs.
Oh, like a bacon weave, like breakfast sandwich?
Right.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah. You feel me? Get the eggs and the cheese and like an omelet or something in between or something. You feel me? All
right.
You still throw the mushrooms in there. And yeah.
Yeah, I might have to make that.
A breakfast s'more.
Well, nah, now that we done introduced like the eggs and the cheese in there, we don't want to do the s'more anymore. We don't want to.
I mean, it's still considered a s'more.
Oh, you just call it that. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I see where you're going with that.
Anybody take it? I need my money.
I keep telling you, if anyone steals something that we said on here, you're never going to get the credit for
it. I bet you I do. I bet you this is dated, time, and stamped, sir.
They're going to act like they made it up on their own.
All right, we'll see.
All right, so before we get out of here, we're going to leave y'all with another vibe. This record's called Focus, produced by us, High Society, available on streaming platforms everywhere.
It's a vibe. Notice.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
This is Higher Learning.
Learning. Learning. Learning. Learning.
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.
Hey man, tune in at 420podcast.com, man. We got all the official shit.
Higher Learning.